In northeastern Alaska sits 19 million acres of pristine wilderness, the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. And beginning this week, oil and gas companies can pick which parts of the refuge's coastal plain they're interested in drilling. The Trump administration made the decision to open up this possibility just before President-elect Joe Biden takes office. And this option to allow drilling is a controversial move. For four decades, this refuge was protected from development. Tegan Hanlon is a reporter for Alaska's Public Media and joins us from Anchorage. Hi, Tegan.
Hi, Tanya. Thanks for having me.
Yes, so give us a sense of the timeline here for a company to secure a lease to drill before Trump leaves office.
So as you mentioned, on Tuesday, this 30-day call for nominations started. And it's basically when oil and gas companies can tell the government which tracts of land in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge's coastal plain they think should be auctioned off in a lease sale. And it's like the last big step before the actual sale of leases. So we don't know for sure the date of a lease sale yet, but we do know that the government has to announce the date at least 30 days in advance of the actual sale. So there could be a lease sale in January, and it could be just days before Joe Biden takes office.
Just days before he takes office on January 20th, and we know that he opposes drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. If leases are sold before he takes office, is there anything his administration can actually do to stop oil and gas companies from drilling there?
That's a good question. So my understanding is there's a few things. The leases would be subject to review, and that process could potentially take months, and the federal agencies could, you know, reject the leases. But if they don't and the leases are issued, it's like a contract between the government and the company who bought the lease. So that's challenging to reverse. But, you know, we've talked to some industry observers up here, and they speculate that the Biden administration could intervene during the permitting process. So these companies that hold the leases have to acquire a series of permits for everything from building a gravel pad to building an ice road. And so, you know, these industry observers had said that the Biden administration could make that permitting process so onerous and challenging that companies decide not to move forward. I wanted to note that this is kind of all happening with this federal law in the background that stems from 2017. So after this, you know, long battle over whether to drill in the coastal plain, the Congress, led by Republicans, passed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that included a provision to open the refuge to drilling, and it required the government to hold its first ever lease sale in the coastal plain by the end of next year and a second one by the end of 2024. So, you know, even if a lease sale doesn't happen in the next couple of months, that law still exists when Biden takes office, but of course it could be changed.
That's right. And I wanted to ask you, who supports it and who opposes it there in Alaska?
Right. So Alaska's all-Republican congressional delegation has long pushed for opening up the coastal plain to drilling. The oil and gas industry trade groups also welcomed this news that, you know, a lease sale could be imminent. And then on the other side, you have environmental organizations who strongly oppose development in the refuge and who have already filed lawsuits in court. When we talk about, you know, other Alaskans, there are certainly Alaskans who support oil and gas development in the coastal plain as a way to more jobs, more revenue, good for the economy, and say drilling can happen responsibly. And there's also other Alaskans who say that definitely can't happen. It'll cause irreparable harm to land, climate, animals. And those opposed include the Gwich'in, which is an indigenous group whose members harvest caribou that give birth in the refuge, and they've been a vocal opponent.
Tegan Hanlon is a reporter for Alaska's Public Media. Tegan, thank you so much for this update.
Thank you.